I am Little Richard.
Hey, y'all, it's Jesse James Decker.
It's Gavin DeGraw wishing you a happy holiday season.
This is Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.
This is Ingrid Michaelson. You are listening to The Sounds of Christmas.
Podcast!
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Very excited to have Dan Ashley back with us again on the podcast. Hi, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ken. So great to be with you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Now, I was going to say most people, but maybe not most. A lot of people know you as the evening anchor for ABC 7 News in San Francisco. You have been there for a while, I think. Has it been 30 years yet?
It's coming up on 30 years, believe it or not.
Wow. And you also have a passion for music that goes back further. Do you know when that started to become not a career, but really big in your life?
Yeah, you know, I treat it kind of like a career because it is so meaningful to me. You know, I've been around music since I was a little kid. I sang in the junior choir as a young kid and took lessons in all kinds of instruments. And my sister, this is an accomplished violinist and pianist. So I was around a lot of music, but I didn't really pursue it seriously until about 15 years ago, maybe a little more than that, but about 15 years ago, when it really just moved me to the point that I wanted to participate in it, write some songs, perform. And it's just been a wonderful journey all of these years later. And we've seen, I've been able to do some really neat things as a singer and a performer.
Was there any particular kind of catalyst that started it, or was it just slowly building?
I think it was just slowly building. And, you know, when I started taking singing lessons again, it was not with an ambition really to sing in public. It was just to work on my singing and become comfortable singing. And one thing kind of led to another. I mean, my whole life is in public, so it sort of seemed to make sense that singing ultimately would become public too. But I think it was just kind of a progression, Ken, that ended up with us, with me and my band, releasing music and performing live.
How long did it take, approximately, from you deciding to kind of rekindle this passion for music to performing and opening for bands we've heard of, REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, that kind of thing? How long did that happen? Was it kind of quick, or was it, again, a slow progression?
Oh, that's a good question. It was fairly quick. Before we started opening for some of the acts you mentioned, and many others, and it was probably 5 years, if I had to guess, roughly. And I think that's about right. Five could have been six, but somewhere in that time frame before I started doing some of those kinds of performances. But we were performing in public relatively quickly, 8 months or so after I joined with the band, and later I moved to do a different band, and which is just my name now. And so it was probably it was a few months before we started playing in public. But then it was probably 5 years before I started getting some other interesting opportunities. And the last few years, that's really accelerated.
Did the songwriting and recording, releasing your own stuff, did that happen within that 5 years, or is that something that came about later?
That actually came about first. That came about pretty quickly, within a few months, started writing some music and then co-writing some music. So for whatever reason, that happened fairly quickly.
Was there What kind of artist, if you don't mind dropping some names, kind of inspired you to put pen to paper and start writing your own songs?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ken. You know, there's several artists, the kind of music that kind of moves me. I would say it is very, a lot of it is, at first, as you know, I love Christmas music. I was just, before I came on with you, singing a song I'm going to perform live here soon, as a duet that's going to be really pretty, I hope. You know, but Americana, rock and roll is something that really has meant a lot to me. So what does that mean? Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp, love him. Tom Petty, Bon Jovi, other bands, of course. I love the Stones, and I love bands like Def Leppard, and I love Darius Rucker as an artist and as a vocalist. A lot of bands like that, Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, love REM. But probably some of the music that when I sit to write a song, I'm often thinking of like a Mellencamp or a Tom Petty, kind of some, maybe some James Taylor kind of artist. Those kind of I tend to gravitate to.
Now, the last time you were here, we were talking about your Chris Will. We were talking about a bunch of your music, but also your Christmas single, the cover of the Florence Street Band's My Favorite Time of Year. And if I remember right, that wasn't even your first choice of a Christmas single to release.
It wasn't. I wanted to do a Christmas song, and it was about a week before I was going to record another song, and it was a standard. It's a beautiful song, but I can't remember which one it is, to be honest, at the moment. But it was a song we've all heard, but I was going to do kind of my take on it. And Ken, I was actually sitting at my office, and I thought, God, I'm just not feeling that song. It's a pretty song, but I'm not feeling it. So I started searching online for a song that I might like better that most people hadn't heard. And I stumbled on this song by the Florence Street Band. It's a British band called My Favorite Time of Year. 10 seconds in, I thought, this is it. This is the song. It's really pretty. And it's unfamiliar to most people, but it doesn't sound that way, you know. And I recorded it and released it, and it gets played every year on local radio here, the big station that plays all the Christmas music. It's been played in stores around the country, and it's just a great tune. And I was so, when I called the guy that wrote it for the Florence Street Band and asked if I could cover it, he said, sure. And when I sent him our version, he said something that meant the world to me, because I wanted him to be pleased with it, of course. After I recorded that song, I sent it to him, and he said, you know, of all the people that have covered it, and there've been a few, this is my favorite. So it meant the world to me.
What a great compliment.
Yeah. That meant a lot.
If you don't know I'm sure if you listen to the Sounds of Christmas, you've heard Dan's version of it. You might've heard the Florence Street Band's version too, but it's a great big Christmas song. It sounds like something very familiar, and at the same time, something like something you've never heard before. And that's tricky to do, but they pulled it off, and you did it with your own take on it. Yours doesn't sound the same as theirs. I remember when I first heard yours, and I didn't get that it was a cover. I was just listening to it, and I was like, why do I know all the words to this song?
Where have I heard that? Yeah.
Yeah. Because it doesn't sound the same. I get so many songs sent to me every year, and some of them are very phoned in kind of covers that are, you know, indistinguishable almost from the source material. And it's like they had 10 minutes left of studio time and somebody said, hey, let's do Jingle Bell Rock. And they knock it out and it's done. And it's not very interesting at all. But yours is not like that at all. I listened to yours. And what I like to say about that kind of song is I believe you when I hear it.
Thank you, Ken. You know, the song is called My Favorite Time of Year. And it is my favorite time of year. So it was a fit. It was easy to sing it with some sense of authenticity and belief in it, because I do love that time of year. And you're so nice to say that about the song.
You have a new Christmas single out, and I want to get to that in a minute, but you have released a couple other songs since the last time we talked, and I wanted to touch on those. You did a single, a cover of You're a Friend of Mine with Narada Michael Walden. How did that come about?
Oh, you're nice to ask, Ken. That's such a great song. Narda is a very dear friend of mine, lives here in the Bay Area, and he headlined a charity event for me a few years ago. And during the pandemic, it was a virtual event for my charity concert. And he wanted to do something together. I'm often in his Christmas show every year. And he suggested this as a cover to do for my event, which we did. And it came out really well. And he liked it so much. We liked it so much. We decided we should release it together. So to be able to release a duet with a three-time Grammy winner is a remarkable a privilege. We had a lot of fun doing it, and it did pretty well, actually. So it was great fun. This is a song that he wrote, You're a Friend of Mine, for Jackson Browne and Clarence Clemons as a duet back in the 80s. And so we did our version of it.
You know, when I saw he was attached to it, I was expecting it to be more jazzy. And I was really surprised from the opening notes where it has that amazing saxophone reminiscent of Clarence Clemons. It's a rocker.
It is. It's a rocker. You know, we kind of did it as a rocker, and I think it works, and you're nice to bring it up. It was great fun.
And about 6-7 weeks ago, you released a new single called Outside Looking In. What's that about?
Yeah, this is a fun song that I wrote. You know, we've all had, Ken, in life, that feeling of being on the outside looking in, with your nose pressed against the glass, wondering why you're not in that room, why you're not part of that, whatever it is, whether it's a career that you want or a group that you want to join, or just in this case, trying to meet the right guy or girl. And this song is a song I wrote called Outside Looking In, which is a guy gets the girl story. And the first line is, he was a skinny little pasty faced boy, the kind of kid all the girls avoid. And that's a song about a pasty-faced boy that ends up getting the girl.
Very nice. And now you have a new Christmas song just out, much different than my favorite time of year. This is called Put Up the Lights. Where did this one come from?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to write a song that was a new Christmas song, an original Christmas song. We have several more in the works, by the way, that we'll have over for next year, I hope, with you, Ken. But this song, Put Up the Lights, you know, it's the idea is, let's put up the lights a little early this year because I'm so excited about the Christmas season. I just can't wait. Let's just get a head start. Let's get a jump on the Christmas season. And so my dear friend and writing partner, we write all these songs together, came up with this concept and wrote this song. And we wanted it to be a little bit of a throwback, a little bit of an old time feel. Almost like a song you would see on an old cartoon Christmas special from years ago. And I think we achieved that. You know, it's very, very catchy.
It's a bouncy, fun song, very holly jolly Christmas kind of. It is very
That's exactly
catchy.
Right. That's a good, I'll steal that. That's a great line. It's very holly jolly Christmas.
And it's a sentiment that I certainly love. I'm always ready to put up the lights. I know,
right?
It's not the official Christmas season, according to some, but it always is for me, and I'm ready to put up the lights and have everything that the season brings in, all those great magic feelings. I think it's a great fun song, and I'm very excited also that you have other Christmas music in the works.
I do. I think you'll like some of the ones we're working on, Ken. It's such a fun thing to try to tap into what makes the season special for you, and to try to find something that people can relate to that's maybe familiar. So writing and releasing music for the Christmas season is kind of a special joy. There's something really fun about it. And this song, the Put Up the Lights, is going to be played on radio here in rotation. And so I'm excited to see people and like you, and I so appreciate what you do to keep the Christmas spirit alive all year and you know, Ken, you're kind to give all of us, the artists, a lot of attention and credit for what we do, but we should give that to you, because what you do is make the season last a lot longer than just a few weeks. And it's really special. I appreciate it. I know all of your many fans do.
Well, I try to, my favorite book is probably Dickens' Christmas Carol, and I try to keep the spirit of Christmas alive in my heart all year long. Some days are better than others, which is probably true for everybody. But I have just always loved Christmas music, and I love the feeling of getting to share part of the season with so many people all over.
You just got to be so satisfying to share your joy and also to reflect their joy in the season. I love Christmas music. I love holiday movies. The whole thing is magical to me.
Yeah, I just there's nothing else that gives you that feeling. Before we wrap things up, what have you got coming up besides the new Christmas songs next year? Anything that you want to talk about?
Oh, you're so kind. We have some great performances coming up in the next few weeks and months. I'm going to be performing at the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame holiday luncheon, a Christmas set, which we will do My Favorite Time of Year. We'll also do Put Up the Lights, my songs. And we'll do a couple of other familiar songs. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And I'm going to do, he's one of my dearest friends in the world. He's the number one soul artist in the UK. He's going to sing background for us that day. And he and I are going to do a duet, which I've always wanted to do and never done. I've just started working on this song, the David Bowie, Bing Crosby version of Little Drummer Boy.
Nice.
Which is so pretty, as you know. So we're going to do that. So I've got that coming up. And then a bunch of rock and roll shows as we head round out the year and into the spring.
What's the best way for people to keep up with you?
Oh, thank you, Ken. You know, the website is danashleymusic.com, danashleymusic.com. You have a lot of information about what our music is about. You can hear the music, you can watch live performances, and of course, find out where you can download our music, which is available everywhere.
Terrific. Dan, thanks so much for taking some time and talking about all of this stuff, especially the new single, Put the Lights Up. I'm looking forward to playing that lots of times this season.
Oh, you're just the best. Thank you so much for supporting artists doing Christmas music, and also for what you do. It's just so much. It's just a big pleasure to be on with you again, Ken, and I'm so grateful to you.
And thank you so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can scroll down and find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. If you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.